day, brand new time slot. It's 4x3, looking at TV with Bobby Fletcher.
Morning. Good morning, Peter Barr.
Good morning. How are we doing there?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
Television.
Television is on the box. Let's draw our attention to that. We couldn't talk to you last week. Obviously, we had that little radiothon madness going on.
Yes, that's right. There was a cast of thousands already in there.
Mm, I know. It was a bit crowded. Tight.
Tight it was. Mm. But well done on all those people that rang up and subscribed. And please send your money in now.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, Roy and HG, Peter Barr.
Oh, yes.
The Memphis trousers are wearing a bit thin now.
Oh, it's not still going, is it?
Well, only a couple of shows are left in the actual season, and the duo might be cult heroes to sports tragics and Seven's Olympic viewers, but to ordinary ABC viewers, their appeal is very fleeting indeed. Mm. Only 251,000 people across Australia watched last Friday night's program, which is a really shocking audience figure for a show that you would think would have probably attracted more people. Yeah. But it's probably confirmed to the ABC's management that the show's time has come. Of course, the show started on Saturday nights, but declining viewer numbers saw it switch to Friday nights, where it did sort of reasonably well at 9:30 p.m. But when the ABC started showing the second series of British spy thriller Spooks at 9:25, Roy and HG have been pushed out to 10:20, and of course they've lost viewers as a result of that.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that Roy and HG are going to be looking for a new show.
Yeah, well.
In 2006.
They lost this viewer on their first outing in this Memphis Trousers half-hour thing. The thing was goddamn awful.
It was. It was pretty shocking.
Yeah.
And I'm even surprised that the ABC continued to do it, but obviously the ABC don't look at ratings as seriously as the commercial networks, and they obviously thought, well, we'll just let it run its course.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't that expensive to produce because it was just them in a studio, so there wasn't a huge amount of cost involved. But it looks like Roy and HG will have to find something new to do.
Shake your ground there. Alrighty.
So,
someone else, Don Burke hasn't been doing much either lately, has he?
No, Don Burke has actually has been a little bit busy. He's off making more pilots. This time at his CTC Productions group, he's used Nolene Brown and Stuart Wagstaff hosting a pilot.
Oh, it's aimed at a contemporary audience then?
Oh, yes, it's aimed at a very contemporary audience, more like a TV1 audience, I think. If you've got Foxtel, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The pilot, which was actually shot for Foxtel in Sydney yesterday, sounds like a get-together of some of the guests from the memorial service for the Graham Kennedy funeral, and could perhaps find a home on the Grey Channel or Throwback TV, which the Grey Channel being sort of, Channel 9.
Oh, okay. I take it Stuart Wagstaff is still alive then.
Stuart Wagstaff is still alive.
Hmm.
It was actually interesting because on Talkback Radio a couple of months ago, a Talkback host actually thought he was dead and started talking about him as if he had actually died, and he actually rang in. Say, well, I'm actually not dead, I'm still here. So people do think that Stuart Wagstaff's dead, but he's not. Burke's pushing for 9 for some commitment to a new project for 2006 as well, even though he still has Backyard Blitz with 9 doing very solid numbers in the half-hour format from 6:30 p.m. Sunday evenings. Because that, of course, is produced by him, the Backyard Blitz show.
Yeah.
But he's looking for something that can get his bearded face on the television again at Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Channel 10 have been having big problems with their 7 p.m. time slot. They have a pretty good run into 7 p.m. with the Simpsons and Neighbours, who get audiences sort of around the million mark.
Yeah.
Every night. However, they sort of they were doing quite good as well with Big Brother, of course, that was getting around a million viewers as well. The Daily Show's a Big Brother.
But that was always going to come to an end.
That was always going to come to an end. So they thought, well, we'll try and sort of keep the Big Brother theme going with a tie-in on Ready Steady Cook. Now, Ready Steady Cook's actually been doing quite well in the afternoons, which is the normal time slot for it, and it runs for an hour. But the they thought, well, we'll do this special celebrity ready steady hook and get, you know, housemates and Australian Idol stars and this sort of thing to come in and do cooking. It absolutely bombed. Nobody watched it. It was an absolute disaster for Channel 10. They've obviously sort of panicked a bit and they've thrown repeats of Everybody Loves Raymond back in there.
Fall back on the old, the familiar and the stable, huh?
That's right. So, but they are really having problems trying to find something in their 7 p.m. time slot that's going to actually work for them. So it's going to be a continuing problem for them.
How about another half hour of Neighbours?
Well, that you'd sort of think maybe that, you know, there'd probably be something else on their agenda that may be maybe sort of more interesting. For instance, they do have the rights to Futurama. They bought those rights off Channel 7 earlier this year. And although they haven't sort of made any plans for Futurama, I would have thought that a 7 p.m. time slot on Channel 10 would have been quite good.
That could work, yeah.
For a show like that, because Futurama does have quite a big following. So we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
At Channel 10. Now, just quickly, some ratings. The top 10 watched shows in Perth last week. Coming in at number 10, of course, was the AFL. West Coast versus Adelaide. Number 9, Beyond Tomorrow, is doing very well on Channel 7. 8, 60 Minutes is still up there for Channel 9. 7 News still does very well at position number 7. But 10 News is actually just beating them slightly with at the number 6 position.
Really? What's that doing there?
But, of course, 10 News is on at a different time slot.
Yeah.
So the... 10 years. Oh, I should read my notes, shouldn't I? That's 10 years on Saturday. Got 209,000 viewers, and I think that's probably because it was squeezed in between two of the biggest football games of the year for Australians. So there we go. True Stories on Channel Seven, the Australian story ripoff, came in at number 5. Number 4, 7 News on Sunday. Number 3 was Border Security, Australia's Frontline. Number 2 was the Fremantle-Port Adelaide game on Saturday night on Channel 10. And you'll never guess what was number 1.
Does it start with L?
I think it might start with L, end in T, and have an OS in the middle.
And offer up a lot of questions and no answers?
That's right. The finale of Lost pulled in 279,000 people in Perth.
Awesome viewing it was, too.
It was awesome viewing. It left a lot of people a bit angry because it didn't really answer any questions and left everything up in the air. But the producers have designed it that way. And for those people that sort of, you know, are hanging out for it to come back in February, I can tell you one little thing, and that
is easy, Tiger.
The thing that happened on the raft where Walt, the young boy, got taken by those nasty men. You don't find anything out about that until episode 3.
Yeah, excellent.
Your series. So if you're sort of thinking, oh, you know, I'll tune in in February and I'll be able to see what happens to Walt. Yeah. You'll have to wait 3 weeks.
Patience is a virtue.
So,
like an onion, just peel away the layers and let the joy within.
But you can expect to find there'll be more people arriving.
Okay. I don't want to know anymore.
There we go.
Shush. And they're going to have a baby on Big Brother in the UK, in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands, they're going to have a baby on Big Brother, apparently.
Yeah. Great. Society, I salute you.
Indeed.
Thank you, Bobby.
That's TV for this week.
Enjoy yourself.
I will.
See you later. Bobby Fletcher.